I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
James, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Good. All right, I've got a bunch of questions, especially as we get ready for some winter meetings here. But my first question, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it just because of the short week and some of the things that were going on, but there was that story in the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com, a couple weeks ago about, actually, I think it was in Cranes, too, that, you know, John Sherman, who's the new Royals owner, was in line to buy the Indians. And I don't know that that story got the traction that maybe it should have. What does that mean? What did that mean? And what does that mean moving forward?
A couple things. I would say, as far as Sherman is concerned, the fact that he was interested in that and then his hometown Royals come up and he's able to acquire them, probably why he went the Royals route. As far as from an Indian standpoint, it's interesting because you just wonder if that was an exclusive interest in selling it to Sherman, or are the Dolans interested over the next few years of selling the team? And that's something, there's been a lot of speculation, obviously. I know you guys have probably heard it. I certainly have. What their future is as owners of this organization, and it'll be interesting. And it all ties into, because put it like this, if you're, and I know you're going to ask me about Francisco Lindor, if you're looking to sell the team, you want to maximize value. Dealing Lindor for prospects maximize the value of the Indians in my mind. I think he adds value to the franchise. So if they plan on selling, I certainly think a Lindor move, better or worse, you know, could certainly come into play there. So it'll be interesting to see over the next few years, or even sooner, you know, what happens with the Dolan and their ownership of the team.
Or, and let's go to that route, if by chance they wanted to sell the team, do you want to saddle the next owner with a huge contract?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think if you're that next owner, it's going to be exciting, even though I think the Dolans, there's plenty of criticism that's right, you know, and then there's some that I think is a little unfair, but there will be an excitement among the fan base for whoever comes in and buys the organization. And so do you want to have the best player that you've seen in quite some time here in Cleveland? Do you want to keep him around or not? I would say probably keep him around, but that's a good point. Do you want to be on the hook for $300 million or $350 million to one guy for the next decade? That's certainly something that you could argue both ways. I think overall, though, it would increase the team's value.
Do you think the Dolans are on the clock then? My question as I came out of that story was, are they very serious about selling this team?
And that's a great question. I don't know if anyone has that answer now, right? Because
right.
it was only the Sherman. Remember, it's not like it's
right.
Oh yeah, they're interested and they're putting it out there and kind of making it a known thing that they're interested in selling. So until we know that, or if we do ever find that out, I think it's purely speculation. But the fact that they were at least willing and open to it with Sherman shows that there is at least a path where that could be the case down the road.
Nothing that was earth-shattering. Jeff Passan, who writes for ESPN, local guy, does a great job covering baseball, writing that he's hearing the idea is Lindor will be traded. It's just a matter of when. I kind of think we've all assumed that. When is the right time to move him if you are indeed going to move him?
Yeah, it's a tough question because he's the face of your franchise. He's not only the best baseball player on the team and one of the best in the league, but he's one of the best athletes, if not the best in the city. You know, he just is. And he's box office. And in baseball, it's hard to have a box office type of player. Now, with that being said, we already know the financial situation of the Indians. Are they going to write or commit to? It wouldn't be writing a $350 million check, but are they going to commit to that over the next decade? And odds are no. So do they move him now? I lean towards no. I think a lot of those reports are coming from teams that want Francisco Lindor, much like last year, last offseason, a year ago. What were we talking about? Kluber, the potentially getting moved, Bauer potentially getting moved. And while the Indians were willing to listen, I don't think they were necessarily making calls trying to trade those guys. So I think the Indians will listen to offers for Lindor this offseason and maybe during the season. But this isn't something that they're going to rush. If the deal is right and they just get a crazy haul that they didn't expect to get, then they'll pull the trigger on a deal. I don't think anybody's untouchable, including Francisco Lindor. I don't know if they're gonna get that type of offer this off season. Now he's worth it. You know, if I was a team that's looking to contend next year, and thinks that Francisco Lindor is the missing piece, if I'm giving up a bunch of prospects, and I would do it. I just don't know if a team is going to give the Indians what they're looking for, because they're going to be asking for a haul. And what we probably think is a lot, they're probably going to be asking more than that if they're going to deal Lindor this offseason.
James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got to tell you, I'm just super bummed. You know, it was just 2 days ago, I was wrapping my Kevin Plawecki jerseys for my kids. And, I mean, I already had them wrapped up. I was like, I'm so far ahead of the game now, right?
Good idea.
I've already bought presents. Kids are going to love this. Or, like, can't wait till we get the Plawecki jersey. And then all of a sudden, the Indians crush my dreams by bringing in Sandy Leon, or, as the guy next to you at the game will say, Sandy Leon. What's the deal there?
It's interesting because I think for what Kevin Plawecki is, he did a good job last year, a backup catcher who's – going to try to just fill the big shoes of Perez, especially defensively, when Perez gets an off day. And there weren't many. And I think he did a good job of that. And he was under control for the next 2 years. And you look at Leon, and he's only under contract for this year. And he could cost more this year, about $500,000 more than Plawecki probably would have cost. So to me, it's simple. I think that they thought that they could upgrade that backup catcher position. Obviously, Roberto Perez played dinged up for a lot of last season. Maybe this is a guy that they think, at least on paper, they can trust more than Plawecki to play more games and take that burden off of Roberto Perez a little bit. And defensively, no one's really Roberto Perez, but I think defensively he's certainly up there. And I trust the Indians here, right? I mean, they nailed it last year with the multiple catching trades when they traded for Plawecki and obviously traded Yan Gomes. So I think they just clearly think that Sandy Leon is an upgrade from Kevin Plawecki, and that's why they did that deal.
So I have an idea. I'm just going to erase the P, the L, and the CKI, and I'll just say aw on the back of the jerseys I'm giving my kids. And is that fair? Does that work for you, Jeff? Yes. Okay. Go ahead, Jeff. You have
that
a very
was fabulous.
Thank you.
James Rapine's joining us. He's our Indians beat reporter. The Lindor stuff comes out. Okay. Teams non-tendering players. And to me, there are some names that just came out there that could be just perfect fits for the Indians. And there are a couple that immediately jumped out. Mikel Franco, third baseman from Philadelphia. Indians need a third baseman or a second baseman. And Travis, the former Kent Stater. And I just drew a blank on his name, and I'll figure it out in a second.
I'll give you another one, Hanley Ramirez.
No, I'm sorry about that. The guy who was in Boston, why did I just forget his name completely?
Travis Shaw.
Thank you, Travis Shaw. My mother's maiden name, and I forgot it.
Good job, Ace.
Travis Shaw, who went to Kent State and from Washington Courthouse, big numbers a couple of years ago in Milwaukee, not good last year. If you're looking to buy a third baseman for a year so that you can give Nolan Jones some time and then move Jose Ramirez to second, which I would think is the long-term plan since you're bringing up a top prospect at some point who's a third baseman, those two guys fill the bill. And then your thoughts on that, and then I have one more name for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the good news is about this offseason, and really we need to praise Jose Ramirez for this, the fact that he gave them the flexibility to say, all right, I just want a permanent position. I'm willing to move to second if it helps the team. You know, whatever's going to benefit us team-wise, I'm willing to do that. The fact that he was open to that and made that clear in the last meeting he had with Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, and Terry Francona, I think that's huge because it opens up that door for him to move to second, and then they can either add a third baseman, a stopgap third baseman, or flip it and add a stopgap second baseman this year. So they have the flexibility there. So I'm with you in the fact that they have the options they have. And there was a lot of guys that just suddenly became free agents. I mean, the free agent pool now is up to 200 plus.
Yeah.
This offseason. So it's they're going to have their options. I will say this. I think some of those guys, they will wait on, and they will see maybe if they can get someone their top targets. You know, I think a Todd Frazier would be perfect. I think Todd Frazier is the perfect mix of experience, veteran leadership, can hit some home runs, is a capable third baseman, has experience playing first as well, isn't going to cost a ton of money. So I hope that at least they have their eyes on maybe a higher-end third baseman if they're going to go that route, not that it's the highest-end third baseman in free agency. So Todd Frazier would probably be my top target, but I'm with you. They have plenty of options. In the fact that a lot of guys were cut loose yesterday, yep, certainly benefits the Indians.
Yeah, could stop in and play. I have one more name for you.
I have another name for you, too. Go ahead.
Well, if you're going to move Lindor, you're mm-hmm. a 25-year-old starting shortstop who was an all-star, who was cut loose and has, and my gut tells me this would never happen here, who was cut loose, has some off-the-field issues, Addison Russell from the Chicago Cubs. There's yeah. a guy who at in the past, was quite the player, but 2 years of controversy because of a domestic issue.
Yeah, and that's the question. I mean, heck, we were talking about culture and Yasiel Puig fitting in for 3 months, you know, and do you want to bring in an Addison Russell? And I think a lot of teams will have to weigh the positives and negatives of that. Obviously, age, talent, it's there. But do you want to roll the dice on that? And that's something they're going to have to discuss, and I'm certain they will, because if they view it the same way, for example, John Dorsey viewed Kareem Hunt, right, where it's worth the gamble, then maybe you do it. But I'm not sure they'll go that route, especially at this stage of free agency in the early parts. I'm sure they have other names on that list that are ahead of Russell.
True or false, Jacoby Ellsbury will be on the Indians come-to-camp tryout roster.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean,
does he not scream India? Like, that just screams spring training invitee.
He's not been good for a long time.
He hasn't played since 17. I mean, that's why. I mean, you get him on the cheap, and there's a guy with a little bit of a history there with Tito,
right?
He had
like one or two good years, and he turned it into the worst contract the Yankees ever signed.
Okay, and again, I tell you, this has spring training invitee written all over it. True or false?
True or false? If I say false, I know damn well in a couple months I'm going to have to write. So Jacoby Ellsbury has signed a minor league deal, non-guaranteed, with the Cleveland Indians. But no, I would lean false. I think that last year what they saw with the Oscar Mercados is, you know, trust the farm system, trust the young guys. You don't necessarily have to go out and get the veterans. At the same time, I think they do have a little bit of salary to play with here and get – spend a little bit more money. As fans listen to this, they'll probably flinch and roll their eyes, but spend a little bit more money than they did last year. Even if they keep the budget where they and the salary where they had it last year, they should be able to get more capable free agents than someone like that.
Well, it's good news because on March 18th, he said he was heading in the right direction. A hip procedure and a foot injury, plantar fasciitis. This guy screams Indians spring training invitee.
Come on.
I'm telling you, it just
screams
it. I'm going
to have to write that now because I shot it down.
Just write it down. Baskin said, and then you know what? When they send out the list, you can go, Andy, you're an idiot. Although it did make sense on paper when you were connecting the dots.
I'll give you credit. I'll say you reported it on December 3rd.
Oh, great.
It'll be like 3 months, and I'll be like, you were first on it.
And actually, I think I said it the moment he got released, which was what, middle of last month. Any other things we need to know about the Indians that could be pending in the near future here? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that they're really going to listen when you talk about trades. I think they're probably more focused internally on seeing if, and we could talk about infield and acquiring that or adding outfield depth. What can they get for some of these starting pitchers? And I'm not talking about Shane Bieber, but they certainly have a plethora of 7-8 guys for a
Pletko,
five-man
rotation. Savali, is that who you're talking about?
Pletko, Plesac, I would say more so, and maybe Savali. I think that they would try to hold on to him if they could, because of the stuff that he had and the potential he flashed. And they're not going to give these guys away. But if they can get, you know, a controllable right fielder or a controllable third baseman that they think is big league ready for one of these starters, which they value those guys. But if they could do that, I think they will certainly listen. So it'll be interesting. I think they're going to make moves and acquire talent, much like last year. I think the roster's going to change a bit and be much different a few months from now.
James, we appreciate your time. You do a good job at night, too, as I listen to you on Chico After Dark. So we appreciate everything you do for not only us, for the station as well. If the Poobah doesn't say so, I will. James, thank you very much.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks,
we'll talk to you soon. James Rapine is our Indians beat reporter. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.